Recovered translation. Fragment integrity 87%. More Codex 7.3.1. The glyphs are jagged vertical strokes, edges. Chipped as if claw carved into alloy. Absolute cull, decimation to the seed, the birthless void. Commence upon broodmark. Burn the cradle. Break the root. Nothing shall breed in the shadow of our passing. Data corrupted, remainder unreadable. End transmission. Prologue, the last directive. Outer dark, beyond the Kuiper belt. Sablian pursuit vessel, judgment's grasp. Absolute cull, to the seed, to the void. The ancient doctrine wrote it so. That was the law. Tracker spores bit into the crippled freighter's hull, their chitin augers keening through metal. They spilled inside in a glittering fog, mapping the wreck in ultraviolet pulses. Inside, acid-scorched bulkheads curled like blackened bone. Six Wreckathini bodies floated in blue haze, coolant mist turning the emergency strobes into a slow, frozen heartbeat. They had fought until nothing moved. Shattered incubation pods leaked nutrient gel in drifting globules, each one catching the light like a tiny dying world. A single clutch remained cocooned in psychic filaments that throbbed faintly, a brood mind's final defense. The orbs quivered, each holding its own heat, its own pulse. The pursuer's captain stepped into the ruin, an angular tower of bone lattices, chrome tendon struts, and braided neural cable. His helm split into four hooked mandibles that flexed and clacked in a staccato rhythm, neural braids twitching with cold blue light. A low resonance followed him, rattling fractured panels and stirring the coolant haze into slow spirals. He paused at the nearest orb, talon flexing. A wet crack. Steam curled from the collapse as yolk spun away in drifting threads. A braid twitched in quiet satisfaction before he moved on. Find the spawn cores. Strip their dream seed. Hollow the shell. The brood less purged to the seed, to the void. The crew obeyed without a word, moving like drawn blades, tagging bodies for harvest, wrenching memory shards from consoles, severing the ship's last nerve cables. The smallest escape pod spun away unseen, its heat trace erased by the freighter's dying reactor flare and the interference haze of collapsing coolant lines. Dented, coffin-sized. No beacon. No drive. Inside, a juvenile Wreckathini, for white as frost burn, clutching one unbroken orb. Its faint warmth bled into the creature's chest through cold, numbed arms, the psychic hum vibrating in its ribs. The pod reeked of burnt metal and old blood. Its antennae twitched at a voice threading into its skull. Hide. Find shadow. Live. Far behind, the freighter's core folded in on itself, then burst, flinging bone shards and hull plates across the void. The flash painted the Sablian ship in red glare before they turned away, certain nothing remained. But in the drifting ruin, the pod slipped deeper into the dark, carrying, against all probability, the seed of something dangerous. Excerpt, Farside Runner System Log, August 4th, 79. Inbound anomaly detected. Scan complete. Class, life pod. Signatures, 2, organic/hybrid. Analysis, unstable. Priority, intercept. End log. Long after the Sablians vanished from sensors, the second passenger woke. Cold. Hungry. Static in its veins. The voice in its mind was fractured half-code, half-pulse of dying thought. It did not know its shape. It did not know the hunters. For clicks punched through its skull, each one bursting in light, iron taste, and the scent of scorched bone. The whisper that followed was not sound, but pressure folding its thoughts inward until only one thing remained. Absolute cull, to the seed, to the void. Doctrine fragment incomplete. Act 1, launch. Chapter 1, burn and go. The Farside Runner wore her scars honest. Dock 7 stank of coolant and rocket fuel, the kind that slithered to the back of your throat and parked. Cole took the ladder. Boots rang, fans shoved cold air down the bay, and the hatch swallowed the stink. Bridge, sound off, Cole said. Corp wants calm gear hauled too. Rorbital, station's gone dark. Nothing more. Pilot, Mercer. Green. Engineering, Yelena. Green. Medical, Chow. Green. Captain, Cole. Make it clean. Thrusters, green. Reactor warm, Node said. The runner's AI, everywhere and nowhere. AUX Banksy is chattering. Yelena has sworn at it twice. Yelena pinched a connector. The chatter died. Third time's the charm. Release, Cole said. Locks eased, clunk, sigh. Hold, Node cut in. Clamp 4 red. Umbilical 1 obstruction. Hands off, Cole ordered. On the dirty cam. A bay rag jammed in the clamp. The umbilical hung crooked. I can spoof the interlock, Node offered. 5-second window. Pyro release on your mark. Or we crawl under and unjam it like citizens, Chow said. Citizens miss windows, Yelena muttered, sliding gloves on. Your call, Cole. The deckhand raised a lazy thumb. Do it, Cole said. Arming. A cough of fire. Clamp 4 spat the rag. The umbilical snapped back. A coupling pinged off the forward pane. Seal check, Chow snapped. Hull integrity nominal, Node said. Note, transient cross-current on AUXC. Logged, Yelena muttered. Easy, Cole said. Mercer let the mass float. Mark Byrne, note said. 3, 2, 1. The runner leaned into the black, and for once the math came along. Numbers behaved. The thin needle most captains ignored crept to exactly where Cole needed it, steady as a held breath. Sweep, Cole said. Narrow, then wide. Copy. A beat. 1 week contact, off lane. Old formatting. Tagging Delta, 6. Cole watched the vector hold. Record and hold. No ping. Recording, note said. A blink late. Cole filed it. Stay honest. When am I anything else? Mercer said. Don't start, Chell muttered. Dock 7 dropped behind like a rumor. Ahead, the dark did what it always does, pretend to be empty. Delta 6 drifted with its ribs out, a contorn long ways and left to think about it. No beacons. No heat. Just the slow spin of something that hadn't decided which way was down. A bent placard read, report wet sparks. Talk to me, Cole said. Power 0. Pressure 0. Signal density non-zero, Node replied. Narrow ping tucked under noise. 3-3-3-1. Chow rubbed her temple. I can feel that. Probably a buoy ghost, Mercer lied. Buoys don't hum in vase, 3, Yelena said. I'm not touching anything that sings math. Cole locked his tether. Scope first. If it looks like money, we cut. RCS whispered. The magline thunked home. They crossed the fracture, torch, probar, the usual blasphemy. Inside, belts floated like dead snakes. A child's bracelet hung in a vent. Cole freed it and set it on the bulkhead. No speech. No ceremony. Port regs, Yelena said. Finders keepers if no claim and no teeth. Add if it doesn't bite, Chow said. Cole's lamp found a pod wedged under collapsed ducting, intact enough to be a problem. Letters ghosted through soot. Recathini carrier capsule. A second stencil, scratched by hand, leave shut. Chow's voice dropped. Biological life support. Node, Cole said. Ping inside. Passive only. Passive only, Node echoed, too calm. Beginning sweep. Cole's wrist display filled with soft trash, dead telemetry, a heartbeat from a shit that wasn't here. Under it, 3-3-3-1. Tick, 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 1. Cut it free, Cole said. Yelena braced. The torch sang. Metal wept. The pod jumped like it had nerves. The grapple line paid out and locked with a bang that punched Cole's boots. Seal check, Chow said. Nominal, Node said. Also, local handshake attempted. Encoding appears organic. Non-standard checksum. Organic like crew? Mercer asked. Organic, Node said. Like code. I hate that phrase, Yelena muttered. Get used to it, Cole said. We open under lights. No one grandstands. They reeled the pod in. The wreck turned slow and unforgiving. As they cleared the fracture, Cole looked back once. The bracelet still hung in the vent. He didn't go for it. Medbay smelled like cold metal. Lights flattened everything, no shadows big enough for excuses. The capsule sat clamped to the table, seemed puckered and ugly. Non-invasive first, Chow said. If it barks, we close the door. Copy, Yelena said, raising the wand. Node passive. No writes. No pings. Passive only, Node said. Beginning sweep. The wall monitor coughed up decay curves, then symbols pretending to be language. Underneath, 3-3-3-1. Tick, 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 1. I hate that a little, Chow said. Probably likes you, Mercer called from the doorway. Pilots don't get near sealed things. A fold of code incels, almost a question. Node? Cole said. Biomorphic encoding present, Node said, half a beat late. Requesting. The lights breathed. Up and down. Once. Every chin lifted. Hold, Yelena snapped. We said. I am not writing, Node said, clipped. There is motion inside the capsule. Silence. Nothing moved. Just the medbay vent pulling a polite amount of air. Cole let out part of a breath. Not all. Okay, Chow said. We're done for now. Strap it. Stow it. They rolled the table to cargo. Gravity leaned half a degree. Tools slid a millimeter, then stopped. Yelena pretended not to notice. Bay lights dropped to work mode, flat, honest, sterile. Rack 2, Cole said. Tie it like it bites. Yelena slung the webbing. Mercer kept a hand on the cart even after the locks engaged, like he didn't trust gravity. Chow watched the seam, not the people. Delta, 6 salvage secured, Node said. Recommend hydration and early sleep. Since when is that medical advice? Mercer asked. Crew compliment, 4, Node said. Then, quieter, minor inconsistencies. Within safe thresholds. Cole glanced at the vent above the rack. The grill was a hair crooked. Had it always been? He reached to straighten it, then didn't. The pod's air was neutral, no sweet, no rot, yet Cole tasted coin and coolant. Node, Cole said. Define minor. Within calibration error, Node said. Also possibly within superstition. Cole didn't reply. Somewhere in the ducting, something small tried to laugh. Got halfway there. Nobody moved. The bay held posture, hatches shut, lines coiled, the kind of order meant to protect you from your own ideas. Cole didn't look at anyone. All right, he said. We logged that. Logged, note said. The ship's hum held like a note. The pod didn't make a sound, which felt like a choice.